We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, we are continuing in our series through Proverbs chapter 30, and we are specifically looking at God's Wisdom Hall of Fame, and it stars not human beings, but God's creation. It's interesting how many of these creative acts of God in individual insects or animals are highlighted in this chapter to indicate to us that God has put into His creation wisdom. And we come to the last of these four that are highlighted. The first, of course, was the ants. Verse 25 of chapter 30 says, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer." Then we looked at the rock badger, the coney. The coneys are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. Then the locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. And then we come to the last one, verse 28. "The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces." Now, there's some debate about this Hebrew word, whether it's referring to the gecko or if it's referring to a lizard of some sort. And I don't know Hebrew well enough to debate that or even consider that, so we'll just take the spider. Because the similarities between the two, they both can climb vertically up walls. They both make their nests up high in walls. And so really, there's not a debate as far as the application is concerned. You think about the spider. The spider does the things she needs to do to be successful. She must eat. And so she puts herself in a place where she can make a web whereby she will capture food so that she can what? She can eat. She can be successful. And so the spider puts herself in a place, for instance, the banana spider. I imagine you've seen some of those out at Camp Koinonia. When you go out in the woods, they're everywhere. They spread their nets between trees. They put themselves out in the open and they spread their nets so they can capture insects that will be flying into the tree or out of the tree. But you will find, even in such sacred places, perhaps as Congress or the White House or in the Lincoln Memorial, as Pastor Watt and I saw, we looked up into the top there just behind Lincoln, and all of the corners were loaded with spider webs. They were dusty. You could see them up there lit in the middle of the night because we were there very late. And those spider webs were there, and looking down on Abraham Lincoln's statue there, sitting in the chair, were spiders. And they were capturing their food day and night, and they had plenty to eat. Now, that's the point. The spider does what she needs to do to be a success, so that she can spin her web, so that she can have plenty to eat, so that she'll be able to reproduce herself, and so that her young will be able to go out and to be able to eat as well. What a lesson here. And as a bonus, she lives in palaces. She's not limited to your house and my house. She can be found anywhere. Buckingham Palace, I'm sure, has spiders. I'm sure that the staff has a scheduled time in which they go and they dust the library in Buckingham Palace. And lo and behold, there in that shrine of books that date back to the early 10th and 11th century are books that are kept there, and yet there's a spider that's living over in the corner, dining on a occasional fly that will make their way into the library, or maybe a moth that comes in when the doors are left open and that spider has something to eat. So what a lesson here in wisdom. She does what she has to do to be successful. Now, you and I have a responsibility as believers in Christ to do what we need to do to be successful for Him, to do what's right, to put ourselves in the place of God's sunshine. You know, if you're hiding in the closet, God's sunshine is not going to reach you there. You've got to put yourself. The Bible says, if I draw nigh unto Him, He will what? He will draw nigh unto me. It doesn't say, and He will draw nigh unto you, and then you can draw nigh unto Him. No, it says we have the responsibility. It's you and I that have to put ourselves in the place where God can bless us and that God can strengthen us. When Jonah ran, he was running from God's presence. Now, he thought he could run away completely, but he couldn't. God found him. But understand, please, he was not putting himself in the place of God's blessing. He was putting him in the place of God's chastisement. And you and I need to be wise as the spider. We need to put ourselves in a place where we can be blessed of God. We need to be in His Word. We need to be on our knees. We need to be seeking His face. And then you and I will enjoy the blessings that we should have as His children. May God help us to be successful as these four creatures highlighted in God's Hall of Wisdom.